This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, was yesterday a rough day. Cowboys won, okay, but I understand that my football picks had a little bit to be desired. Hey, I was right about the Lions, okay? I was right still about a lot of them. It was rough. Just football wasn't that fun. And then we obviously got some very, very interesting news in this roller coaster of an election where the FBI got through all 650,000 emails in about a week and said, nope, doesn't change your opinion of what they said in the summer, no criminality. So obviously any, let's say, excitement by half of the country that the country was going to make a change really got hit with some real bad news yesterday. And then the other half of the country was relieved because maybe half of the country was actually really loving yesterday because now they don't have to fear that their candidate is going to be prosecuted or indicted by the FBI. And here we are, one day left, one day before election. Unfortunately, the majority of the people that I heard from yesterday were not the happy campers. They were the ones that were just beside themselves. And there's a lot of things you're feeling right now and a lot of emotions that you're feeling. And even for those of you on the other side, one thing that I think is driving us very, very crazy is how this has been beaten to death. This has been the most tumultuous, roller coaster, ludicrous, embarrassing presidential election we have ever seen. And our kids, our grandkids have had to witness this. And you're like, guys, this isn't the way it used to be. Okay, it used to be a lot cleaner. It used to be a lot more productive. The American way and the right to vote is a very exciting process. Election day is exciting. It's a happy time. And no, not this time around. My kids are dreading the next election process. And again, elections, we have no idea who's going to win tomorrow. But already my kids are like, oh, my gosh, when's the next time we have to go through this? I mean, this was that bad. The other thing that's very frustrating is the lack of control. Okay, we have one vote, and use that vote. I am assuming that some people are going to probably be trying to visit the voting booth a couple times. I'm not sure. I haven't heard of anybody escorted off the premises yet. Maybe there's something I'm missing, but I guess nobody's asking for driver's licenses, so you could say whoever you are and get up there and vote. So I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But for the most part, we feel like we have no control. And another thing that I think is very, very frustrating and weighing on at least half of the country is how the laws, I guess, don't apply to all. And so if you go into a country illegally, you're in trouble. Yet, all of a sudden now, we could have illegal immigrants, and there's nothing illegal about it. You could have classified documents and transfer them. Have your maid print them out for you so they're easier to read when you sit on the toilet. I don't know. And you could transfer them. And no, that's okay. It's okay for some, but it's not okay for all. Okay, or it's okay for one. That's frustrating. You also can find out that if you hold a charity or a foundation, and that money goes to a wedding or that money goes to something else besides the charity it's supposed to help, that's fraud. And you could get in a deep, deep, deep amount of trouble. If there's somebody out there that know it's they're okay. They're in the clear. Okay? You know, also, on the flip side, you see somebody who could, you know, speak ill, you know, about groping and very kind of disgusting, you know, things about women, and it just, you know, falls off like Teflon. And so, you know, we're sitting there looking at this going, wait a second. If I said anything like that at work, I would get in trouble. Or if I sent work emails to somebody else or to I would get in trouble. And so it's very, very frustrating. You know, we're humans, but we're also animals. We need predictability. We need accountability. We need to know that if we're doing right, we're going to be rewarded. If we do wrong, we're going to be penalized. And then you see somebody do wrong and get away with it. That's why we're frustrated. Because if they could get away with that, what the hell is going to happen in the presidency? So, it's very, very frustrating. I'm very, very shocked by what happened with the FBI. Not completely shocked because obviously, you know, they screwed up the first time around. I don't know what the heck is going on. I don't know if anybody was threatened. I don't know what's happening. But I do have to, I mean, wow, show some surprise that 650,000 emails could be combed through that quickly. That just blows my mind. And even beyond the emails, I think there's enough to at least warrant further investigation. I mean, we're talking about, and how does Hillary get security clearance? How? Okay, she's failed every rule that, and it just, you know, you or I cannot get security clearance. She can. And she did bad things. So it's very frustrating. And tomorrow we have Election Day. The media is talking about how far ahead she is in the polls. You don't know whether to believe that or not. I mean, I've never been polled. How many of you are not even picking up your phone? If you're screening your calls and not even picking up your phone, you might not be polled. So we don't even know what to believe. And so it'll all be over tomorrow. Your job and my job and all of our jobs is to keep cool. Okay? Don't let a Hillary or a Trump or an election or a candidate mess you and your family up, you know, break up relationships, cause you to lose your job. Then they'll really get the better of you. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Electrovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to wealthcreationinstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. wealthcreationinstitution.com. That's wealthcreationinstitution.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And I can't wait to talk to Tom. I've been waiting all week to talk to Tom, and I kind of got in late because there's been some construction power issues. So I kind of went to Tom because I miss my Tommy. Hi, Tom. Oh, Tom's out there. Oh, I miss him again. Oh, I said I miss you so much.
Oh, I miss you too. Sorry, I'm trying to play Fader no, Jockey.
Do what you got. Oh, no. Do what you got to do. Definitely don't want to interrupt that one.
Well, no, I'm just trying not to feedback because my microphone's right next to the speaker because I don't have headphones on right now.
Do what you got to do. It's okay. It's okay, man. Just miss you. I miss you dearly.
Aw, hugs.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making all this happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a lot of activity over the last 24 hours. Keaton writes, 4 years ago, he writes this to me, Keaton. Keaton. 4 years ago, you said something on your show regarding what to do if the election doesn't go your way, and I remember it got me through the Obama disaster. He writes, I cannot go to work tomorrow or even the next day surrounded by all the liberals that are going to celebrate. He writes, I am so mad. If Hillary wins, I don't know what I'll do. I can't afford to leave to Canada. I think he means I can't afford to live in Canada. Help us get through this, please. Okay, so first, everybody, let's calm down. Okay, let's just calm down. We can't be entirely surprised about what happened with the FBI. I think a lot of us are very emotional because it's been a roller coaster. But, guys, the election hasn't happened yet, okay? A lot can happen tomorrow. I don't want to give anybody false hope, but a lot can happen tomorrow. All right. I mean, are you mourning the fact that Hillary could win? Or are you mourning the fact that a lot of people in this country want Hillary? And why is it? Why do a lot of people want Hillary if that's the case? Okay. I mean, why is it? You know, is it because Trump ticked them off? Is it because the media did a good job, you know, making them think that the other side, you know, are a bunch of bigots and racists and all sorts of bad stuff, and they believe that? Is it because they really, really like where they're at? What if half the country really likes where they're at right now? They feel safe. They have good income. They have good health insurance. I mean, can you blame them? If they are that content, you and I may not be content, but if half the country is content, they're going to vote the way that they want to vote. If people are happy, if people are unhappy, and you're like, well, gosh, if people are unhappy, why are they still voting for her? Don't lose 1 minute of your life. You know, we talk about stress and how that puts you at risk for heart disease. In fact, there's a study that came out that will talk about how hypochondriacs are at more risk for heart attack. Hypochondriacs, people that are always fearful that something's wrong with their health, are more at risk for heart attacks. The one thing, if I can give you any advice, guys, is do not give a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump the satisfaction that you lost your health over this stupid election. Okay? It is a stupid election. Now, voting is not stupid. Our freedom to vote is not stupid. Us being able to have an election is not stupid. But this particular election is ridiculous. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Alright? So, look, it's a stupid election. Just start thinking that. It's a stupid election, okay? Now you gotta show up and go to work. Now remember I warned you guys weeks ago, do not burn bridges at work. Okay? If Trump wins and you have been bad-mouthing everybody because you like Hillary, you're gonna have to be eating crow the next few days, or possibly 4 to 8 years. If you have been bad-mouthing Hillary, and you have burned bridges such that you think people are going to, if Trump loses, really make you eat some crow. Eat the crow. It'll be over in a couple minutes. Okay? Yeah, the presidency won't be. But that initial, all right, I lost. I mean, just like when you lose a football game, it's going to stink. Okay, but that doesn't mean you need to jump ship, leave the country, commit suicide. I mean, guys, it's only a stupid election. Now, another thing that I always do, and this is what I think, I do not remember what I did 4 years ago, because that election was also a disaster, not as bad as this one, but anyway. All right, so. My predictions on a lot of things were right. But I got to tell you guys, right, did life completely fall apart? Okay, are we still alive? Do we still have most of our friends and family still with us? Are we, for the most part, overall okay, knock on wood? We are. So what you need to do is think back to what happened 4 years ago or what happened 8 years ago, okay? And you remember how disastrous and how you were like, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to be able to, you know, get through. I mean, look back at breakups that you had. I remember having breakups going, oh, my gosh, my life is over. Nobody will ever want me. Nobody's ever going to be attracted to me again. My husband is going to not even want to sleep with me. I predicted that correctly. No, I'm joking. Okay. No, but you see, you had a breakup, and sometimes you're like, that's the best thing that could have happened. Now, if this makes you feel any better, okay, whoever is going to be the next president is going to have one hell of a difficult time. And unfortunately, they are going to be hitting the worst economic disaster ever. Personally, I think Donald Trump could help us a little bit more than Hillary, but it is going to get bad. You're not even going to have grocery stores later. There's going to be warehouses, and everything is going to be online. All right? There is going to be an anti-employment sort of environment. And what's it called when you have a it's not a theme or a flavor or but you're going to have an anti-employee type of position that a lot of employers are going to have. No matter what, whether it's a Hillary care or an Obamacare, or they just find that it's easier. And we're going to be buying our groceries online, as a lot of people are already doing. We're buying our clothes online. We're buying shoes. I never thought I would buy a pair of shoes online. You have to try the shoes on. Uh-uh. These stores make it work. So go try it on. If it doesn't work, send it back for free. We'll get you. We'll change it up. We aren't even going to have to leave the house later. I could buy anything I need. I could get tampons. I could get toilet paper. I could get my kids. I could do everything online right now. I could even go to the doctor online. There's going to be no reason to leave the house. Well, fine, if there's no reason to leave the house, what happens with gas? What happens with commercial real estate? What happens with healthcare as the obesity rises? So we are going to, within the next decade, if not sooner, have a huge disaster on our hands. From a commercial real estate, from a residential real estate, as the baby boomers are aging out of their homes, and from a robotic computerization standpoint with work. So whoever the president is going to be, okay, it's going to be rough. What you need to do is, I mean, in a way, maybe it could be a blessing in disguise if Trump doesn't win. I hate seeing that everybody goes, all right, if Hillary wins or if Trump wins, everything's going to be better. Don't think like that. Think like they are one human being, and they're a politician, and they really can't fix everything. They may steer the country in the right direction. They may steer the country in a wrong direction, which is very scary, but you still have a lot of control. So whatever you're fearful of, you need to make sure you have precautions, okay? You know, if we're letting in a lot of ISIS sympathizers and people who want to do harm to us, then don't expect Trump to save the day. Don't expect Hillary to save the day. Right? Support your military. So, make sure you guys, let's say you're concerned about the way things are going to go with the economy. Start planning now. Start downsizing. Why are you guys in a four-bedroom home? The kids could share a bedroom. I think it's ridiculous. I never had my own room. There was a couple years, actually. There were a couple years where my dad had some good times. And then all of a sudden it changed and we had to share rooms again. Which is, I remember sharing a bed. Okay, we shared a mattress, the three of us. In my grandma's living room. That is, kids these days, they don't have to have their own rooms. Teach your kids now to downsize. Do you really need three cars? Do you know your public transportation? Do you have plan B? Can you get a couple part-time jobs? Can you, sell some of the things in the house that you don't need to have? But start preparing. Use all that emotion and anger and passion to put yourself in a situation where even if Hillary or Trump, let's say, makes a mess of the country, you're not going to be that bad. You're still going to get through. Get some savings together for health care. Make sure you have a sit down with your doctor. All right. And guys, it's only money. It's only, just put things into perspective. There's no reason to panic. Okay. Life is too short. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI, where there, well, unfortunately there is a super fungus among us. I'm calling it a super fungus. Everyone else is calling it a super bug fungal, but I just call it a super fungus. And what is a super fungus? It's a fungus that is resistant to a lot of the antifungals out there, just like the super bugs that are resistant to a lot of bacteria and bugs out there. Apparently, federal health officials are saying 13 cases of a potentially deadly drug-resistant fungal infection have been reported in the United States, and four of those cases ended in death. Health officials don't know if they called the caused the immediate death, but right now they're investigating the other six cases. Although they say 13 and 07 are described thus far that happened before. I wrote an article on this. I don't like the article that they wrote. Let me read my I wrote a blog on this. Okay, I prefer what I wrote because some of these people, they really don't proofread their work. Basically, let's recap here. 13 cases that the CDC is reporting from May 2013 to August 2016. So over a three-year period, seven. First seven cases were made known, okay? And officials were unsure, you know, what's going on here. Four of those people died. Now, since August 2016, six more cases have been identified, which is a little too fast for our taste. So you get that from May 2013 to August 2016. We're looking at about 3 years for seven individuals to get this. Now, since August, six more cases. So boom, within a couple months. Two of the original cases are believed to have spread within a hospital in Illinois, which means these could be nosocomial infections, infections that you get from the hospital when you're immunocompromised. Not good. One case supposedly occurred in a New Jersey hospital. CDC reports these cases as well as one case in Maryland and nine in New York. So thus far, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, Illinois have been the states, from what we understand, have reported these cases. The CDC is investigating them. Some of the patients had weakened immune systems. I believe were being treated for cancer or other sorts of immunocompromised states. And this Candida, it's called Candida auris. Now, Candida auris has nothing to do with vaginal yeast infections. That's Candida albicans. Okay? So Candida albicans is a very, very common yeast infection that happens vaginally. And yes, I think sometimes it starts to be resistant, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this Candida auris or this Candida auris, A-U-R-I-S, which can be fatal. How can it be fatal? Because it could get into the bloodstream and cause sepsis. So get into the bloodstream, causing a fungal sepsisemia. That is very scary. It can also affect the ear. It can also affect the skin. Now, they first identified this Candida auris back in 2009 in Japan, where they saw a case with this, and they're like, that's interesting. But the CDC has been able to trace back that the earliest strain has been around since 1996. So, maybe during that election. I don't know. Now, it's been reported in multiple countries, including the UK, Israel, South Africa, South Korea, Colombia, Pakistan, Kuwait, and Venezuela. Now, so the CDC has asked, the hospital, or hospitals and medical centers to be very, very diligent about cleaning practices because, remember we talked about a lot of, these tools or robots or endoscopes may not be able to be 100% sterilized. A little fungus like this, yes, fungus is bigger than bacteria, it's bigger than viruses, but it's still tiny. It's very still hard to see with the naked eye. Okay, I mean, unless there's a whole bunch of it, then you know, when you see that, then that's pretty scary. But they're asking their hospitals to be very diligent in cleaning. Now, most hospital disinfectants are antifungal. And one thing the CDC wants us to point out and wants to point out to everyone is it's all 13 cases have been able to be treated still with an, even though four died, the cases could be treated with an antifungal. It's just they're showing multiple drug resistance. So you're like, okay, well, what does this mean? Why is this such a big deal? All right, we've talked about superbugs. Why do we have to worry about a fungus that could be more rare? It's bigger. We make fun of it a lot. The reason why this is so scary is because we don't have as many antifungals as we have antibiotics. We know a lot more about bacteria, and we can battle bacteria a heck of a lot better than we can battle fungus. So as far as I'm concerned, we're not ready for a super fungus. So for more information, go to the CDC website or go to my website at Dr. Dahlia, look at my blog, and I have the information there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adding music to pain medicines may reduce pain. All right, well, that's interesting. Pop your pain pill, listen to some music, and it should work a little quicker. They say, as a complement, according to Fox News, to traditional pain relief tools like medication, listening to music may lessen acute or chronic pain related to cancer and other conditions. I agree. I love music. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I listen to music. And they say, we have seen and observed this effect in multiple clinical settings, such as medical hospitals and hospice care facilities. In addition to all the clinical trials investigating the effects of music interventions, they are seeing an increase in the number of music therapists who work in the medical and hospice care settings. Hey, guys, if you're looking for a job and you like music, why not music therapy? You know, this could be a whole science. Think about it. All right? You look at people in the gym. And now they have to listen to a certain song sometimes when they're on the gym. They have to listen to certain music to work out. You could actually design workout music, pain medication music, music to make you not want to smoke the whole joint. Maybe smoke a little bit less because the music relaxes you. When your kids get on your nerves, you play a song that calms you down. I think music therapy is a brilliant field, and I think it's underutilized. So if any of you guys need a job, start looking into that. So, another thing that I think is also underutilized is cussing. I think curse words, and I can't unfortunately name all of them, really help lower pain. They had a study where they had a bunch of, I believe, college-age men put their hands in ice water, and those who were able to curse as loud as they wanted lasted longer with the pain than those that had to grin and bear it. So what does all this mean? Well, it means we need outlets, okay? All right? And it means you need to find your outlets. Some of you like jazz. Some of you like soft rock. Some of you like easy listening. Some of you like heavy metal. All right? There are certain songs that get you out of your mood. And you should have that on your playlist. And if you don't like buying music, like I don't like buying music, just listen to it on YouTube. All right? But I get that so many of you guys don't have a playlist because you don't want to sit there and spend money on songs. I get that. It's very hard to spend money on a song when you can listen to it on the radio. Just like my podcast. Nobody's buying my podcast because they can listen to Dr. Dahlia free. I'm not going to force you guys to buy anything. So, control it. You have control. Another one of you over the break talking about election depression, election anxiety. Throw some music in there. Tomorrow, when it's election day, go to your friend's house, somebody that thinks like you. All right, get together. Do not be alone tomorrow night. Have some music, have some good food, and get together. And the next day, because the day after the election is going to be very, very hard for a lot of people who are upset about Trump winning or Hillary winning. Make sure you have a plan. Make sure you have something fun planned for Wednesday night. I know we always say, by the way, Republicans vote on Tuesday and Democrats vote on Wednesday. But anyway, plan something Wednesday night. So that after you dealt with everybody at work, you have you feel like you have a home to go to. All right? And because, again, support is needed. And have some good music. All right? Not some fight songs, but some good music. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Harry writes, I went on the health exchange and cannot believe the options I have this year. I'm going to wing it this year, he says, because the $700 fine is nothing compared to $1,000 a month premiums. I'm 52 years old and healthy, but want a physical this year. What would that cost me? He writes, what happens if I sign up for 1 month and then drop the insurance? I don't know much about that. I'm sure people, maybe you all know 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, are you able to do that where you sign up for the insurance, get everything done that first month, and then, because you can't afford the $1,000 every month, you stop. I don't know. I don't know how insurance companies protect themselves from that, because I don't think they're allowed to turn you down. I don't know. I've rarely asked a question. I don't know. I can't advise that. Even if I did know the answer, I couldn't advise that. But what I do know is when I had my private practice, which I closed this year to teach at Toro University, which I love. I love my job, and I love the students. But I remember when the exchanges first started, I was seeing patients that technically had insurance, and then we would get a note from the insurance company that they never paid their premiums, so they're not paying. And then we would send a bill, and I don't know if they ever paid or not. But I don't know about where you just stop paying the insurance company. I don't know if they'll, I don't know how that works. I don't know how they protect or if they make you sign a year contract. I don't know how that works. But the idea that the $700 fine is nothing compared to the $1,000 a month premiums, I get that. But here's his question. He's 52 and healthy and he wants a physical. What would that cost him? Okay, so my opinion for a physical, if you're over 52, would be the following, okay? An EKG. EKG could cost anywhere from, gosh, some people may only charge you $50 to somebody could charge you a few hundred dollars. If you smoke, you're getting a chest x-ray or a CAT scan. Again, that could range anywhere from $100 to a couple thousand. All right, if you smoke, you should get a CAT scan if you're in your 50s. You should get a colonoscopy if you're over 50. So that could very easily be multiple thousands of dollars. Seeing the medical provider, a few hundred dollars. Yeah, the medical provider usually gets less than everybody else. That'd be cash rate. With insurance, many times they'll only get $50-$60. And that's why the cash rate's a lot of times more expensive. Absolutely. Cash rate can be more expensive. If the insurance is paid, if the insurance makes it go to deductible, you could be even paying more than the cash rate. You know, we used to see cash patients for $50. Yet when the insurance said the patient had deductible, they would say patient has to pay $75. And the insurance company said you can't just charge them the $50 because we kick in once they meet their $500 deductible. So if they're not paying, we're not going to pay until they pay that. And so it's so stupid the way it is. Honestly, we need to just get rid of the whole insurance idea and just go back to you paying for a service, you deciding what you want to, you know, what you want. Like, for example, a colonoscopy. A colonoscopy is expensive because you have the hospital. Or you have the surgical center, and you have the anesthesia, and you have the monitoring, and you have the staff, and you have the very fancy scope being used, and you have the time it takes to clean, and you have the doctor performing it, and you have the recovery people watching you afterwards when you wake up. I mean, colonoscopies are expensive. And so, you know, if you're 52, if you are up to date with your colonoscopy, if you're up to date with your lungs, you don't smoke, okay, you've had a stress test with the cardiologist, You may be able to get by with a physical under $1,000 easy. Blood work. Blood work. You should probably get a blood count. You should probably get a comprehensive panel that has your salts and your liver and your kidneys. Cash rates used to not be that expensive for those. You used to be able to get a blood count for $10, a comprehensive panel for $30-$40. Thyroid was more expensive, close to $50-$60. Urinalysis, $10. PSA, that, I'm not sure what the price has jumped up to check for the prostate. But, you know, you could get basic blood panel, you know, for not too expensive, for under a couple hundred. So you want to get your physical done. But, you know, if you need to get everything, like I said, originally done, you know, it may be worth getting the insurance. Is it going to be worth $12,000 a year? Now, he doesn't mention what his deductible is. His premiums are $1,000 a month. I guess, my guess is that doesn't include copay, doesn't include deductible. So, going with that, right, let's say his deductible is $12,000, which means by the time his insurance kicks in, he will have had to pay $12,000 plus the $12,000 in premiums, $24,000. It's cheaper to just get the physical, but here's the kicker. What happens if they find something wrong? What happens if the EKG looks funny? What happens if, yeah, you know, now somebody could say, well, then Dahlia, this is what we'll do. Okay? You don't need, pre-existing conditions don't prevent you from getting insurance anymore, which is kind of nice. Okay? But that's one of the reasons why the prices are now so high. So, if the last day to enroll is January 31st, why not go to the doctor, just pay cash, have them do everything, see what's wrong. And then I could base my decision on if I want to buy the health insurance. You could wing it. You could try that. It's a gamble. It's a gamble. Now, I would also advise you making sure you have MedPay on your car insurance. MedPay is supposed to cover medical bills if you're in a car accident. If you're the type of person like me that drives a crap, who, you know, can very easily, unfortunately, God forbid, be more at risk for a car accident because you just have the luck of the draw. Everybody seems to hate you. That, you know, make sure you have MedPay. And that would help cover your medical expenses with an accident. But a year is a very long time to hope that you don't get a lump or you don't get a pneumonia or you don't get a super fungus or you don't, you know, it's tough. Yeah, I'm assuming those $1,000 a month premiums have to also, you know, also take care of your wife, take care of your kids. So, yeah, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about marijuana a lot, as it looks like multiple states are going to be legalizing it, especially my state. A lot of people are actually looking forward to marijuana, especially if it's going to be a presidential candidate that they never wanted. But this is interesting. There's an Idaho mom who has lost custody of her children because she gave her daughter marijuana butter to relieve seizures. In early October, they say 3-year-old Madison began suffering from seizures and hallucinations after coming off a prescription antipsychotic medication that was being used to treat a history of seizures. Her mom, Kelsey Osborne, made her a smoothie with marijuana butter to relieve her symptoms. Now she's lost custody of her two children and is facing criminal charges. Osborne of Goodhue, Ohio, was charged with a misdemeanor count of injury to a child and is now protesting Child Protective Services to regain custody rights of Madison and 2-year-old son Riker from her ex-husband Jerome. On Thursday, she and the Idaho Moms for Marijuana group rallied outside the Department of Health and Welfare in Boise in favor of medical marijuana reform. And we're going to be talking about this as we go into the next hour. Idaho is the only state from the surrounding states in which all forms of marijuana use are illegal. The FDA has a program in Boise that uses cannabidiol oil as an experimental treatment for 34 children with severe epilepsy. They said the CBD they use for epilepsy does not have THC. It doesn't appear to have any kind of brain development issues. Recreational marijuana does cause that, so it's not safe for those children, according to Tom Shanahan, spokesman for the Department of Health and Welfare. So when we come back, if you're a mom that wants to give a child marijuana to treat his seizures, should you be able to? Or is this going to open up where parents are going to be practicing medicine without a license and subjecting the kid to harm? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.